Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Emperor Obama now takes a whack at immigration, unilaterally, that is, without Congress. Can he do that? And was he correct in his statements during his speech? I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the president's unilateral action, Matt, regarding immigration. Before we talk about whether he even has authority to do it, let's look at whether he was factual. You know, the interesting thing is that even the Associated Press and other what would normally be liberal media are coming out challenging the president for making statements that were absolutely incorrect. And he goes on national television. He speaks to the American people about why he's making this unilateral decision to act outside of Congress, frankly, outside of his authority. And then the statements he makes, even the liberal media are saying, we're wrong.
Yeah, the AP reports, you know, Obama's quote is saying it does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or offer the same benefits that citizens receive. Only Congress can do that, he says. All we're saying is we're not going to deport you, where the facts are that he is saying and doing much more than that, according to the AP. The changes also will make those covered eligible for a work permit, for work permits. Matt, it will allow them to be employed in this country legally and compete with citizens and legal residents for the better paying jobs.
Yeah, so this is completely incorrect with regards to what he is saying. He says it does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or to offer the same benefits that citizens receive, which is not true. Even the AP is calling him wrong on that particular issue, that he misstated his statement. It's simply not true. Here's another statement cited by the Associated Press. And this is what Obama said during his speech. Although this summer there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children, a brief spike, I would say it's quite a significant spike. Although this summer there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children being apprehended at our border, the number of such children is now actually lower than it's been in nearly 2 years. Now, that's Obama's statement. Now, here's what the AP says in response. The number certainly surged this year, the AP says, but it was more than a brief spike. The number of unaccompanied children apprehended at the border has been on the rise since the 2011 budget year. That year, about 16,000 children were found crossing the border alone. In 2012, the Border Patrol reported more than 24,000 children, followed by 38,000 children in 2013. In the last budget year, more than 68,361 children were apprehended. A brief spike? Right. It sounds like he's got the same numbers game here that he had on Obamacare.
Yeah, Matt, and as the AP points out here, Obama claimed, this is jaw-dropping here, that overall the number of people trying to cross our border illegally is at its lowest level since the 1970s. Those are the facts, Obama says. Well, as the AP points out, and I'm paraphrasing here, yeah, that's because you're not doing anything to stop it. The AP points out that it is primarily due to the Obama administration. The deep economic recession early in his presidency and the shaky aftermath made the U.S. a less attractive place to come to work. Also the fact, Matt, that Obama has more or less shut down completely border security.
Yeah, and you also have the economic recession as well that happened early in the presidency, and the shaky aftermath made the U.S. a less attractive place for people to work. So what we have here is another misstatement by President Obama. I mean, on the one hand, he says that the number of children just took a brief spike, but now it's the lowest that it's been in nearly 2 years. Wrong. In fact, it's gone from 16,000 in 2011 to 38,800 in 2013, and in the last budget year, 68,000. It's exponentially increasing. And he's wrong about when he says those are the facts with respect to border crossings are at the lowest level since the 1970s. It's just simply not true. This is a president, or any president, when they come out to the American people. I understand that they can make a mistake. But here's a president who had this particular speech written, wasn't off the cuff, wasn't something he just said, which all of us can do periodically, is make a mistake when someone asks us a question, maybe at a press conference. This was a prepared speech. He read the speech from a teleprompter. And in fact, this had to be vetted by his administration. And his administration and the president go before the American people and they say, those are the facts. And those are not the facts. They're absolute lies that he's trying to present to us, which is exactly the same thing he did with Obamacare.
Yeah, and you just can't believe the gall of him to actually say in one of his statements, quote, only Congress can do that. Matt, I've read a number of articles and heard, we've all heard the president's very voice saying that he can't do exactly what he just did, that he doesn't have the authority. He even said, I'm not the emperor, I'm not the king, I don't have the authority to do what he did. He then went and did exactly what he admitted that the Constitution prohibited him from doing. What do you do with the president, Matt, who knowingly, willfully, and the evidence is there. I mean, if this was taken before a court of law, you have the smoking gun, his own testimony condemning himself for what he did. This is high crimes and misdemeanors. What do you do with the president?
I think you impeach him. That's what you have to do with somebody like that. Here's another statement, another one listed by the Associated Press. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system, and I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. The facts are, according to the AP, he overlooked the fact that he promised as a candidate for president in 2008 to have an immigration bill during his first year in office and moved forward on it quickly. He never kept that promise to the Latino community. Now, he had both houses in Congress. He had big majorities in those areas. He could have gotten any kind of immigration bill passed that he wanted to. Fact is, he chose not to do it. The fact is that even in 2012, when we had another election coming up, there was a bipartisan effort to deal with the so-called Dreamers. And instead of allowing that to progress, instead of helping it out, he did an executive order and he killed it. And that's what he's going to do here. You know, immigration is a serious issue. We've got border control issues. We've got enforcement of the law issues. We've got the third prong of the leg of immigration, dealing with the people who are here illegally. All of those have to be done in a major way. They have to be reformed. The problem, however, is by doing this unilateral action, and I sympathize with this, I'm in favor of having to reform the system, but those now in Congress will likely and legitimately say, why would we pass any bill to the president, no matter how good it is, no matter how comprehensive of a fix, no matter how wonderful it is, because if we put it on his desk and he signs it, he'll only choose to support those parts that he agrees with, and he'll ignore the other. So there's nothing that we can do to fix this as long as the president's in office.
Well, that's right. And, you know, he said himself, quote, I am president, I am not king, I can't do these things just by myself. He said, I do have an obligation to make sure that I am following some of the rules. This is his quote. I can't simply ignore laws that are out there. I've got to work to make sure that they are changed. Well, he's not working with anybody but himself. This is Emperor Obama at his best or worst.
Well, you know, this is a president that needs to be stopped. The Republican House just recently filed suit against him over some of the unilateral action he took on Obamacare, challenging his authority. He doesn't have the authority to do what he did on these federal subsidies, and they ought to challenge him on this as well. I know that this is not the way the Republic is supposed to act, and in fact, this is not the way he thinks it should act. He's actually said so as president, and then he changed his view at the very end. He does what he wants to. That's not the kind of president we need. Go to libertycouncil.com, sign the petition to impeach President Obama. Again, that's libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. We have a petition on that website to impeach President Obama. It's about time that we move forward with these kinds of actions to impeach this president. What we also need to do is we just need to continually push back against this president when he makes these unilateral actions. We cannot allow this kind of just simply disregard of the law to continue. We need to hold the president in check. Every time he does this, he literally upsets the balance of powers. We don't live under a monarchy ruled by a king or a queen. We are in a republic with three branches of government where the power is divided accordingly. Go to libertycouncil.com for more information, or lc.org as well. Any contribution you give to Liberty Council between now and December 31 midnight will be doubled. Your $100 becomes $200 and so forth. Go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.